This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Of Good Day Health on the air right now. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here from his clinic, Lake Cardiology, down in Mount Dora, Florida. Happy to have Ken and all the research that he does become the focus of our conversation. And sadly, COVID is still here, and so we need to talk about it. I don't know. Sometimes I debate with myself, Ken, as to whether I want to talk about it at the beginning of our session or the end of our session. But because it is so prominent still, I see people all the time wearing masks, people not wearing masks, people sort of taking it. I was in a grocery store the other day, a lot of people wearing masks. I was in a restaurant last night, a lot of people wearing masks. It's nice that it's a choice and that some people think that it is to their advantage to do it. If that's the way you feel, that's swell. I always like get a kick whenever I'm on an airplane. The pilot now says you don't have to wear a mask, but please respect other passengers who decide that they want to wear a mask or don't want to wear a mask. Because there have been arguments, people sitting next to someone on a plane, you don't have a mask on, I don't want to sit next to you. And, so it's not likely anybody not wearing masks is going to say to somebody next to them, you're wearing a mask, I don't want to sit next to you. But that's probably the other way around. So, the latest news on long COVID. Would you like to explain once again? I know every time we talk about this, I ask you, but I think there's still a lot of people that don't know, unless they've had it, what long COVID is. So let's talk about that.
Long COVID, in the study that I want to report that was published this week, Doug, and hi, Doug.
Hi.
In this study, they report any symptoms that you have that were still present after 2 months since you were diagnosed. And a whopping 15% of the people who test positive for the virus reported symptoms lasting longer than 2 months. And most of these symptoms actually persisted for at least a year. This was published this week in JAMA Network Open. And this is one reason why you got to be careful.
Mm-hmm. One of many reasons why you have to be careful, as this thing is unpredictable. I think that's kind of where we are here. Also, the impact of the COVID infection itself and what it does to your gut. This is something that's pretty important because most doctors, no matter what their stripes, will tell you that all of the health in your body begins in your gut. So if you have a strong gut, it helps with the immune system. It just helps you to be healthier, right?
Well, this came out of Nature Communications this week, Doug. COVID-19, we know that it's known to mess with a person's lungs and can have long-term effects on the brain. But the news this week is that COVID, Doug, can also harm your health through your gut. A COVID infection can reduce the number of bacterial species in the gut. It creates an opportunity for dangerous antibiotic-resistant bacteria to thrive in your gut. So this is just another area, amazingly, where COVID also can wreak its own havoc.
Yeah. Well, it goes on and on and on, and where it stops, it doesn't stop. It'll be here with us forever, like the flu is, like colds are. It's just you got to get used to it. And how do you now in Florida, where you are, how often or how many people do you see on a daily basis wearing masks? Are you wearing masks in your office? Do people that come in to your clinic, Lake Cardiology, do they have masks on usually or not?
Well,
what are you requiring?
This changes as the sun comes up each morning.
Mm-hmm.
And we have been following, there are two main hospital systems in Central Florida. And each of the hospital systems, they're pretty much in agreement, publish almost on a weekly basis the current guidelines for exactly what you're stating. And it's become the community standard. And it has lightened up a bit. And the current community standard in Orlando in the Central Florida area is for hospital workers if you've been immunized, and that usually means by the definition that you've had at least the first two shots. If you're well, it's optional whether you want to wear a mask, and it's the same thing for patients coming into these institutions. Using the same guidelines. This can change. This is about as loose as it's been in a while, and I think because the prevalence has diminished locally for us here in Central Florida, and it hasn't gone away, but it's definitely diminished, and we're hoping it'll stay away, and I think we watch this on a daily basis.
Yeah. Well, the idea is to learn how to live with it. I guess that's the bottom line.
Yes,
whether you think wearing a mask is good,
you have to know your own personal risk for getting severe disease. Severe disease is the one that kills you, the one that puts you in the hospital. And if you are at high risk for severe disease, you have to take a certain number of precautions. If you're not, you don't have to go live your life, enjoy your life. But those.
So how do you know? But how do you know whether you are at risk, more at risk than the average bear? And the doctor certainly would help you. But is there something that you can tell on your own about
where you are? The best way is to talk to your physician. But I'll give out general advice. You know, we can't practice medicine over the air, so I'm not going to give out specific advice to anybody. But we can give out general advice. And this, the death from COVID is predominantly in the elderly.
Right.
You know, 80% 65 and older, and especially when you get into 75 and 85 and older. So definitely people 75 and older, definitely at high risk. Those who have illnesses, especially the lungs, we know where COVID really gets you. You know, if you have asthma, any chronic lung disease, heart disease, diabetes, if you're immunodepressed, you know, if you've been with AIDS or you've had an organ transplant, if you're on immunosuppressing drugs because you have an autoimmune illness, or any reason that you're on immunosuppressive agents, diabetes, obesity, these are all the reasons why you suddenly become high risk. So if you're old, elderly, or if you have any of these illnesses, you got to talk to your doctor about whether you're high risk.
When you're old, you're old. Yes, that's it. You can't get away from that. Coming up in a moment, some wonderful news amid the surge of RSV illnesses. Ken's going to explain how this new vaccine may work. I'm Doug Steffen. This is Good Day Health. All of you understand or know the name MyPillow. This is not about the fellow who started it. That's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about 1,500 workers who have the work ethic of good American workers. And so I've gone back to talking about MyPillow products because I want to support the workers. And right now, there's a new game in town, if you will. 6-piece towel set coming from the catalog at MyPillow.com. This set of towels is made with cotton grown in America. The towels are made in America. These towels are absorbent, extremely absorbent. They provide you with that soft feel that you love in a towel. This set has two bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths. Typically, it has retail for the last year or so at $89.98. Right now at MyPillow.com, using the promo code DS, you get the low price of $39.98. Believe it or not, $39.98 for the bath towels, the hand towels, the washcloths, money back guarantee from all the MyPillow products. So here's what you do. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page. You get this low price of $39.98 using the discount promo code DS. Find deep discounts on a lot of other things, too. Most of the stuff at MyPillow.com, and use that DS promo code. That's it. Enter the promo code DS at MyPillow.com.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. Buy $1 million of affordable term life for you. All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Let's talk about RSV, what it is, and why this announcement from Pfizer is seemingly so important, Ken.
This is great news, Doug. Respiratory syncytial virus, or RSV, it causes...
Easy for you to say.
Yes.
Yeah.
It causes infections of the lungs and respiratory tract. It's so common that most children have been infected with the virus by age 2, Doug. RSV can also infect adults and older, healthy children. RSV symptoms are mild and typically mimic the common cold. Self-care measures are usually all that's needed to relieve any discomfort. However, RSV can cause severe infection in some people, including babies 12 months and younger. These are what we call infants, especially premature infants, and also in older adults, people with heart and lung disease, or anyone with a weak immune system, so-called immunocompromised host. It sounds a little bit like COVID that we've been talking about, and it's out there. The really good news was announced this week by Pfizer. This new trial data from the drug maker Pfizer shows promising results of a vaccine given to mothers during pregnancy, Doug, that later protects infants in their first months from the worst effects of RSV. Pfizer will apply for an FDA approval by the end of the year, and it wouldn't be wonderful if by this winter we have a vaccine you can give to the pregnant mother that will actually prevent the newborn from getting RSV. It will save many, many lives. RSV is the most common reason why infants get admitted to the hospital.
Interesting to see how some of the anti-vaxxers react to this, because this is for the mother, not for the baby, right?
Anybody react?
Are you kidding? You know the world as it exists. Lots of people say, there's vaccines. There are some vaccines that are good, some that aren't, some that are controversial, and some that just seem to be matter-of-fact things. And this may be, it's certainly good news for those who hold stock in Pfizer, sure.
You're joking. This is life-saving. Have you ever been with a child who has RSV? I want to drug test anybody who thinks this is bad. This is amazing.
It is amazing. All right. Amazing. Continuing on with Dr. Ken, stand by.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
With Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health for this weekend. It's the first weekend of November, and the lights are on earlier because we're going back to that foolishness with, and I say this not advisedly, I think it's ridiculous. We every year, what's the expression, spring ahead, fall back. So we lose an hour. Daylight ends at 4:30 typically, even down. Well, I think it's a little, because you're more inland. In Florida, you're more inland, so you stay light down there during daylight savings till 5:15, I think is the worst. But up here where I am in New England, good God, it's, by the time we get to December, it's 4 o'clock, and it's dark. And nobody comes out. Every year we say the same thing. We want to stop it. And there are medical implications of this that I think I wanted to spend a moment on when people, although I hear the crybabies just say, I'm going to lose an hour of sleep. That's terrible. Come on. You can make that up pretty easily. That's not the real issue. So what is, with losing the time or the daylight, that affects a lot of things in your body, does it not?
Yeah. There's definitely seasonal affective disorder, SAD.
Ah, yes. Yeah, right.
That is definitely affected by lack of sunlight, lack of light. A lot of the body's hormonal processes are stimulated by the presence of light, so it has great effects on us.
Yeah, it certainly does. Dr. Ken from Lake Cardiology, if you'd like to practice medicine with him, you can do it on the phone. You can do it with the video Zoom connections. The telemedicine advances are fabulous. Or you can go see him in the office, which is what I prefer to do. Office number is 352-735-1400. That's for Dr. Ken, Lake Cardiology, Mount Dora, Florida. Get his advice. Get his experience, the research he's done, all of his knowledge. Put it to work for you. 352-735-1400. Let's talk about alcohol and how it is perceived by some youngsters to be cool. Let's go out and drink. But what is happening is the opposite of good. The alcohol deaths when you look at young adults, when you look at working age Americans, there's a study out that has been going on for a number of years, and what does it tell us?
Well, this report from JAMA Network Open tells me that alcohol is very overrated. This came out this week, published in, again, JAMA Network Open. That 1 in 8 total deaths among American adults, Doug, 20 to 64, were attributable to excessive alcohol use, and it accounted for roughly 1 in 5 deaths among adults ages 20 to 49 over this same period. This was between 2015 to 2019. So It's an amazing killer.
Well, what is it? One of the things that you wonder about is, what is it that gets people to drink? What in circumstances? I come from a problem family. My mother was an alcoholic, and we never really talked about it because you didn't talk about those things other than her condition. But what do you suppose? What psychologically gets people to take that first drink? Is it excitement? Is it going along with a crowd? I don't understand it, frankly. It's very perplexing.
I think it's a combination of genetics and environment. I think there are some people of genetic types that are just so much more susceptible to getting addicted to it, and there are some genetic types that can take a drink and say, I don't need this.
No big deal.
If they have a couple of drinks a year, it's a lot.
Yep. All right, Dr. Ken and Doug continue another half hour of Good Day Health with Ken Kronhaus coming up, so stay tuned for that.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
A Chicago man is accused of making violent threats against Republican candidate for Illinois governor. Scott Lennox, who is 21 years old, allegedly called the office of Illinois State Senator Darren Bailey and left a lengthy voicemail. Lennox is facing felony charges of threatening a public official, telephone harassment, and harassment by electronic communications. Former President Barack Obama was heckled during a rally in Phoenix for Democrats in Arizona.
Are you going to start yelling?
In his speech, Obama highlighted a rise in political violence and warned that if Republicans are elected in the state, quote, democracy as we know it may not survive in Arizona, end quote. This is USA Radio News.
Paid for by government.com.
The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guarantee. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Here in the fold, Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Blake Cardiology, another half hour of information, things will help you understand what's going on in the world of medicine in general, how it affects you. For those of you who drink coffee, this is info for you. If you drink a couple of cups of coffee a day and you're pregnant, what happens?
Well, we're really talking about pregnant women a lot, and we talked before about this potential RSV vaccine. We hope it's safe. It's a new report. If it is, it's going to be a great breakthrough. And now we also learned this week from JAMA Network Open that even small amounts of daily caffeine consumption by pregnant women, Doug, the equivalent of about 2 daily cups of coffee, may lead to shorter offspring throughout early childhood compared with the growth of children whose mothers avoided caffeine while pregnant. So if you look around, men, women, and you're shorter than everyone else in your family, or you're just short and you're wondering, you may want to ask your mother how much caffeine, how much coffee she consumed when she was pregnant with you. This may be the missing link.
Yeah. Nobody really in my family has been a coffee drinker. I'm not. I've never had a cup of coffee in my life. I don't remember
a
coffee.
You've never been pregnant, though.
No, that's true. But I don't remember any coffee around at all. My father, my mother, I don't know, my sisters. I don't think my sisters drink it either. Isn't that interesting? How it's kind of like alcohol. None of us in our family do that. I wonder if it has to do. Well, I know the sisters don't do it because of our mother, but I just wonder about the coffee thing. I can't imagine what it is.
My mother, the nurse, loved her coffee, as most nurses and even most doctors, although I'm not one of them, love their coffee.
You don't drink coffee at all, do you?
I rarely. But most doctors love their coffee, and most nurses love their coffee. And I don't want to generalize, but, you know, go into the cafeteria in any hospital, and you'll see them enjoying their coffee.
Yep. Well, there you go. Whatever it is that turned you on about it, I guess that's, you know, it is what it is, one way or the other. It's big business, that's for sure. Look at all the attention that's paid. Look at all the ads for coffee. Look at, you know, the money that's made in these coffee plantations.
In my medical school, we had some big coffee drinkers, and doctors like their coffee. And there's a lot of studies that show in moderation it might actually be very healthy. So it's just seemingly during pregnancy where you need to avoid it. Just another thing, mom, you shouldn't do. And this is a good warning, and I think this is news.
All right, while we're on the parent and child end of things, I see that parents are being encouraged to keep children home if they are sick with GI, gastrointestinal, your stomach bug, in essence. Are those highly contagious? Is that why it would seem to make sense?
This was published this week in the medical journal Pediatrics, Doug. Extremely contagious. And this is another attention for parents. If your child is showing signs of a stomach bug, and it is going around, at least where we are, do not send them to school or daycare. The report out of this study, out of this journal this week, shows that nearly 90% of outbreaks, Doug, of acute gastrointestinal infections in school and child care settings result from person-to-person contact.
Wow. That's, well, I suppose it makes sense, right? A lot of these things, they're just, this is a virus, it's not a bacteria, and viruses need to have exposure through the air to the next victim, right? So if you keep your children home, they're not going to be exposed to it, and they're not, if they have it, going to give it to anybody else.
Well, so it can be bacteria or viral, but there are, certainly are a lot of viral, and the viral is especially contagious person to person. And, you know, when the kid's home, you don't really know. And it's going around. And I would certainly, from what I'm seeing, confirm and agree with this advice.
Yeah. All right. So that's the word to the wise, hopefully sufficient. Next item of interest here on our list of things being studied by Dr. Ken, who is a great eminent researcher. And also, when you read these things, you need somebody to interpret, because we all know you can't understand a doggone thing the doctor is talking about when they're talking, you know, what's wrong with you. It's this germ or that germ. So it's good to have the translation here. Now, this is more, because you're a cardiologist, this is more right up your alley. And I wonder how often you've seen the direct results of stressful marriage. This is, by the way, National Stress Awareness Week. This first week of November in which this program is being played, is being heard around the country. We ought to talk about National Stress Awareness Week, reinforcing the fact that you're not doing yourself any favors by stressing out. And I don't know that people even know how to tell if they are stressed out. How do you know if you're under stress? Is it obvious? And this, again, let's apply it first to the marriage and then talk about other things as it hurts your heart, and the stress hurts your heart.
So which question first? How do you know if you're stressed out? Let's break it down.
I always bombard you with all these questions. So, but you
question first. How do you know if you're stressed out?
Yeah, let's start with that.
The state of the art, this is a great question. How do you get your own biofeedback? The state of the art, and we tried to help you with this, Doug, are these wearables. These high-tech wearables, and your insurers are promoting this. It's called remote patient monitoring. We're doing this in our office. Insurers are covering this, and we give you a wearable and this high-tech device. It looks like a watch. It looks like an Apple Watch, and it will actually measure your heart rate acceleration and your heart rate variability, how the timing is from one beat to the next. And by using an algorithm, this watch will then display for you, it'll give you both a number and a color, which can tell you objectively what your mental stress level is. So this is a wonderful, easy way with these high-tech wearables. Just ask anyone in my office and we can help you with this. And the insurers want you to do this because studies show this will keep you out of the hospital. This will keep you out of the ER. Not only does it give you the mental stress level, but your blood pressure, your heart rate, your temperature, your oxygen saturation, your step count, your sleep duration and quality, all of these things. But I really like this objective measure of your mental stress because you can know when you then need to do whatever you do to lower your mental stress, and you can measure it and see whether it's coming down. Go take a walk in nature, whatever it is, because mental stress is a killer. It's just no longer in doubt. It's as bad as smoking cigarettes. And the news this week out of the American Heart Association scientific sessions to be presented next week, and we have a preprint from it, is going to be this report that a bad marriage can break your heart literally. Heart attack survivors in a stressful relationship, Doug, are more likely to have a rocky recovery.
Personal lives, professional lives, we're all affected by stress. It's what you do with it. Some people exercise. Some people drink. Some people try to get rid of the what they think the cause of the stress is. But chronic stress is really, it's failure to deal with things. The longer you let stress about a particular thing, the longer it becomes life-threatening. It's a real problem, as Ken is suggesting. Hypertension, heart disease, decreased immunity, decreased mental vitality. You can't take stress lightly, as Ken has suggested. So, anyway, this
we're
is
all,
a week
we're
long.
We're all wearing that watch, and I hope you're wearing it to keep our stress under control.
When I bring it down to see you this winter, I got to get the real story on how it works. But at any rate, stress, the first major annual stress report was done back in 1951, and in 1992, Stress Awareness Month was created, designated to be observed for creating awareness of those who are suffering from stress. And a lot of times it brings you to suicide, especially among students in school. Really, it's a national epidemic, and what Ken's saying shouldn't be taken lightly at all. We continue. Dr. Ken here on Good Day Health. Doug Steffen with a word from Calitrin, which has become America's number one way to lose weight, more importantly, to keep it off. Calitrin is the all-natural choice, the healthiest choice around. You can find that out easily by going to toploss.com, their website. Just look at all the stories there. There are the success of people. There are hundreds of them. The science is explained. It's pretty simple. And that's because it is simple and it works. That's why it's America's number one choice for healthy weight loss year in and year out for 25 years. So if you want to look better and feel better and know that you really are getting healthier, then go to toploss.com. Try the deal, the fall special right now, Halloween special. It's a pretty simple bottom line stuff. Most of the time, they'll give you the same deal. And that's 90 days free. Purchase 90 days worth of Calitrin, get 90 days free. All kinds of special considerations as well for some of the other products that they have that will keep you healthy as well. Use the discount code Doug, D-O-U-G. You get free shipping and that 90 days. Basically a BOGO deal at toploss.com.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you.
Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
So it's great business time for Calitrin. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix diet product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right. And don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I started my business in 1986 and began paying employees. I would handwrite checks and say, "Here you go. Don't cash it until Tuesday." That came to a screeching halt when a teenage employee said his dad wanted to see his pay stub. "Pay stub? We don't have pay stubs. Get back to work." He said, "Dad works for the government and state law requires I receive a pay stub." Uh-oh. Hi, I'm Mike Kappel, CEO of Patriot Software. After many emergency calls, I learned how to correctly withhold payroll taxes and create pay stubs. I avoided handcuffs and an orange jumpsuit that day, barely. That's why I created Patriot Software, to help small business owners do their payroll taxes correctly with pay stubs. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
To Dr. Ken, last week we were talking about weight loss and the various ramifications of things you can do. You want to go into that a little bit more because there were some questions about what you were suggesting.
Right. And the American Gastroenterology Association, they're suggesting new treatment guidelines, Doug, for obesity. These were issued that state that medications, when paired with healthy eating and regular physical activity, are the first-line medical options to be used as an initial treatment and can result in moderate weight loss. It truly is amazing. They're recommending, this is the American GI Association, they're recommending 4 drugs in the guidelines as safe and effective for long-term weight management. The most effective is Wegovy, or also called semaglutide. 10.8% weight loss percentage. I hope you can one day find this. This drug is so hard to find right now. Others are Quizmia or phentermine. Topiramate is the scientific name. Third is Saxenda or liraglutide. And the fourth is Contrave or naltrexone bupropion.
Yeah, but good.
Keep in your mind Wegovia. That's the brand name of semaglutide. That's the one with a 10.8% weight loss. That's the most effective, and that's the one that right now is the hardest to find. But hopefully they'll start really making more of this available.
One of the things that I remember talking about, we got into this last week, talking about weight loss and the drugs and stuff, comparing and contrasting whether these things work or they're right for you, or something like Calitrin, if that's right for you. You got to figure that out on your own, because it depends on your health, your own the body structure and what's going on in your body. And that's why you need to have a good general practitioner, a good physician that is your, what do they call them, the general, what do they call it?
Family doctor.
The primary care physician. Primary care, that's what I was looking for, primary care doctor. Get the information to him about, and whatever the questions are, get them answered so that you don't feel uncomfortable. Speaking of questions, coming up in a few moments here on Good Day Health, Dr. Ken answers some questions. We cleverly call it Questions for Dr. Ken, coming right up here on Good Day Health.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Now 53 after the hour. Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who is at Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. Please, I get requests all the time. Know that Ken is available, very accessible. People that go to see him love him. Well, they don't like this. Sometimes they have to wait in the office because he's spending time. You know, the average doctor spends 20 minutes with you. That's what he gets paid for by the insurance company. Ken's not looking at his watch. He's looking at you and trying to help you figure out what's wrong or what's bothering you and how can you fix it. And sometimes you get that same help. If you don't go to the office, can't get there, try the telemedicine approach. Call 352-735-1400, Ken's office, for a consultation. 352-735-1400. First question, are artificial sweeteners really good for you? I would say the answer to that is probably no, but then sugar's not good for you either. So how do you know sugar replacements versus real sugar? What's the scoop? What do you think? What do you do when it comes to, like, putting sugar on stuff or sweeteners on stuff?
Well, I try to stay away from sugar in general, white sugar.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a treat. It doesn't mean you can never have it, but it should be a treat. And the substitutes also, in moderation, don't be excessive. They can be treats. And that's how I look at all this.
All right. So Catrice. So I don't, well, I have some chocolate. Usually I don't have it during the day. At night before I go to bed, I make a choice. I either have some chocolate or I have some ice cream. There's something about it that's very satisfying. And there must be something psychologically about having it at the end of the day. It kind of calms you down. And I go, I've never had trouble really in my life going to sleep. But I don't know, there's something about having a dish of ice cream or a brownie or a chocolate or something that just sort of sets the day at end, at peace. Yeah, does that make sense?
Well, for you, it makes sense for you, and this is so individualized. And if it works for you, if it is a great stress reliever and you can stay at ideal body weight doing it and you enjoy it, it's fine. And the treats are okay.
Yeah, treats are good. If you treat them, as you're suggesting, as treats. Yum, yum. All right, here's a new study that shows that substances found in pomegranates significantly boost your immune system, and in this case, helping fight cancer. Isn't it interesting, Ken, the number of studies that are done about therapies that come from the food that we eat? I think you have said it a million times, if you've said it once, the best medicine is the best food. Right? Or is it the other way around? Food is medicine. I've forgotten which the phrase is, but you know.
A healthy diet is so important, and there's a great study out this week we hadn't gotten to where people underestimate the quality of their diet. They think they're eating much more healthy than they actually are. So just take stock of what, be your own good dietitian, and just, you know, make food diary, look at it, and you may be not eating as healthy as you think you are. That's what this big study reported out this week. But pomegranates boost immunity. They're so high in antioxidants. They're wonderful for a lot of reasons. And you can't get enough fruits and vegetables.
And you can get capsules if you want to boost up what you're getting in the real fruit. You get those in most of the health food stores. Speaking of taking supplements, I saw some research this week that found taking a pill while you're lying on your side, on your right side, is better than taking a pill when you're laying on your left side. The right side shortens the time it takes for the drug to be absorbed. I can't imagine why you would take a pill lying down in the first place, but that's just me. I take my supplements standing up, my vitamins and minerals and stuff. So what do you make of this, Ken?
I would recommend taking whatever you take with a good glass of water in an upright position, but I'll have to review that study that you're talking about.
Yeah, well, I don't know, it just seems kind of silly. All right, so anyway, taking pills, yep, you got to a certain point. You take a general vitamin every day, right? What do you take for supplements every day? What does Dr. Ken take for supplements?
I take a good multivitamin with minerals. That's my single supplement. And then I try to eat a really healthy diet. And I will have an occasional treat. But I think getting it naturally is my favorite way. But a little insurance with a good multi-mineral is a good idea.
Yeah. All right. Word to the wise from Dr. Ken. Asking Dr. Ken questions is good. That's why we have questions for Dr. Ken here. Good Day Health Time is 59 past the hour.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.